it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Kiss of Death podcast, a part of the Fans First Sports Network. My name is Mike Brown. We continue with our week of NBA draft coverage here at the Kiss of Death podcast. We have gone live the last two nights. Night three will be live tomorrow night. And then we are going to have our big NBA draft special on Thursday night at Urban South Brewing over off Oliver Street. We're going to have t-shirts. We're going to have stickers of the brand new logo. Make sure you guys do your best to make it out to Urban South Brewing. It's going to be a sensational night. We've got my boy Ryan in the crowd tonight already. We move throughout the week. No Jeremy Brenner tonight, but we should be joined by Zach Allen of SB Nation's The Dream Shake here shortly. I believe he's got a small scheduling conflict that's come up, but he will join us as soon as he is able. And as we've done, like we've said the last couple nights, we're going to talk all things 2023 NBA Draft. We have another mock draft to get into. We didn't do as much last night. Jeremy and I had a really good discussion about the roster and certain things that I want to see done, certain things he wants to see done. And it's so funny, you know, because Jeremy and I talk about this all the time. And he and I, we don't agree on a lot of stuff. And that's okay. And in the type of format that we have, we disagree a lot. He believes that there's a certain way to build a roster. I believe that there's another. We disagree on certain things when it comes to prospects. There are certain things in prospects that I like. There are certain things in prospects that he likes. And to be honest with you, between the two of us, I think he's more keen on the draft. I think he loves the draft process. And this is why he and I get along as well as we do, is because we disagree. And because there are certain things that I want to see done with the roster, and there are certain things he wants to see done with the roster. And the way that we did the show last night, it got me thinking, and this is important, you know, the opinions change, things change. When you look at all these different mock drafts, especially the fact that the Rockets have number four, they have number 20 in Thursday's draft. I think they are not moving from number four. I think they are drafting somebody at four, and they're going to trade number 20. The only thing that matters to me, period, and is winning. I don't care about anything else. I care about developing a roster and getting guys that can help this team win basketball games. And I'm not going to apologize for that. That's, you know, you look at a guy, and this is a good segue into, we're going to look at the Yahoo Sports. This came out just yesterday, their mock draft. They, again, have the Rockets taking Amen Thompson. And I feel like we've talked about Amen Thompson enough that if he is a Rocket, I'm going to support him. I'm going to wish nothing but great things for Amen Thompson, because I'd be an idiot not to. Per Jackson Gatlin, let me bring up the tweet that he had. He said that per a source, Amen Thompson is the best athlete anyone has ever seen. That's a massive compliment to a guy that, again, last year played in for Overtime Elite. And this is what Yahoo Sports has to say about him. The Rockets have a core group of Kevin Porter Jr., Jalen Green, and Jabari, as well as a new head coach. Houston has options at the number four. They can trade down, package this pick for a veteran player, or draft the best available prospect. If they keep the pick, Thompson is the latter. He's one of the most athletic guards in the draft, a tenacious defender and makes great reads as the primary ball handler. His outside shooting needs some development. With his size and how he projects as an NBA guard, Thompson is the best option at number four. Look, I like it. I don't love it. That's the whole thing. That's what's so funny to me is the back and forth of, and I love doing this with you guys. I love doing this with Pops. Like, we all have our own weird, like, beliefs of what this team is going to be, what it should be. And the only thing I look at with Amen Thompson, all of those things are great. If you're the most athletic prospect anyone's ever seen, that's great. Does that translate to a basketball team? And what I mean by that is that it's like going to the combine in the NFL, where these guys just test out of the water. They can bench press, 235 pounds 65 times. Well, that's fine. If a guy can do that, an offensive lineman, but he can't block anybody, then what's the point? So you look at this team. This team needs a point guard. Amen Thompson is a point guard. This team is in desperate need of better on-ball defenders. It appears that's what Amen Thompson is. I'm not going to sit up here and I'm not going to tell you that his lateral quickness is 0.7 seconds better than, Anthony Black from Arkansas. That's not what I'm here to do. As a fan of the team, as a fan of the Houston Rockets, I have to look at this thing and I have to say, what gets us to the position of being a respectable basketball team again? They got a good start. Very good start in signing Ime Udoka. I give Tillman Fertitta all the credit in the world for opening up his piggy bank and signing Ime Udoka. Does he have, does he have certain characteristics in his personal life that I'm a fan of? No. Whatever happened in Boston, I'm not a fan of. Look at him as a basketball coach. Strictly as a basketball coach, he coached the Boston Celtics for 1 year. Took him to the NBA Finals. So the other side of this thing is the Rockets may look at this and they're probably going to look at certain avenues to trade this pick. It all depends on what happens in front of them. Now, in this mock draft, obviously Victor Wembanyama goes number one. At number two, they have Yahoo Sports has Charlotte taking Scoot Henderson. Three, Brandon Miller from Arizona. So those three guys going the top three opens up a slew of certain things that can happen in this draft. And that's why, to me, I love the NFL draft, and it's turned into this massive spectacle where it's 2 days long, seven rounds. The NBA draft is one of my favorite nights of the year as a sports fan, because it's one night, 60 picks, and you just bang it out one night. There's so many different trades, and there's so many different avenues. Now, does Damian Lillard get traded from Portland? Does Dallas move from number 10? What does Indiana do? What does Sacramento do? There's so many different nuances. Do the Rockets move up from 20 as one of the few teams that have multiple first round picks? You just don't know. And as my dude Alex puts it, I totally agree with Alex Brown here. the Rockets need a point guard and a center. They just do. And it brings up, and we're going to get to the bottom part of the number 20. So we're going to work our way from 4 to 20 tonight. Alex brings up a really good point. Point guard is an absolute necessity. We all know that. But there are people that are split on the Alperen Şengün experiment, because I think that's what it is at this point. It's an experiment. And people that want to compare Alperen Şengün to Nikola Jokic, we will have a difference of opinions. I'm not going to sit up here and call you an idiot, because you're not. If you think that he's a baby Jokic, which there's a lot of people out there that do, then that's your prerogative to do so. I politely disagree with you, because I think he's playing out of position. Now, the biggest thing about Şengün is, and with the rest of these guys, is new head coach Ime Udoka. What does he have in store for this roster? Jeremy talked about it the other night. I believe it was on Sunday's show, that he believes that Usman Garuba, Josh Christopher, and Ty Washington, three draft picks, all three guys were taken in the first round. He believes that the Rocket, they played their last game as a Rocket. That's crazy to me. If you think about, within a span of 2 years, three of those guys are already, in his eyes, he believes has played their last game as a Houston Rocket. Şengün, I don't feel like that at all. I think the kid can be special. I think the biggest question with Udoka is, how does he use him differently than the previous head coach in Steven Silas? Steven Silas was one of the worst five coaches I've ever seen at any level coach basketball. He had no idea what he was doing. And when you go back and look at the tape, I think that Şengün, there's a lot to love about Alperen Şengün offensively. I think the guy is wicked good offensively.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think he has everything you would want in a big man offensively. The problem is he scores, you know, 60, he averaged 14 and 8 last year. The problem is that the guy that he was covering most nights than not was going for 20 and 12. So no matter what he was doing, he was getting outperformed on the other side. So again, another mock draft has us taking Amen Thompson. If I had to bet whatever money is left in my piggy bank, if the Rockets stay at number 4, they're taking Amen Thompson. At this point, I am convinced of that until I see otherwise. Ryan asked, would it be crazy if Houston picks Cam Whitmore over Amen Thompson? Well, what's so funny for me in this mock draft, crazily enough, Ryan, and thank you for the question. If you guys have questions tonight about anything draft-related, anything Rockets-related, for now, it's just me. So hop in. I'll answer any and all questions. And we'll go as long as, you know, you guys are looking for it tonight. Would it be crazy if Houston picks Cam Whitmore over Amen Thompson? The thing about Cam Whitmore is, in this mock draft, they have Cam Whitmore going number 5, right behind the Rockets to the Detroit Pistons. And Yahoo Sports says there are rumblings that Whitmore is slipping on draft boards, but he looked incredible in a pre-draft workout with Carmelo Anthony late last week. Whitmore is a strong guard who has an explosive first step off the wing and can be plugged into any spot along the perimeter. Ryan, to answer your question, would it be crazy? No, because Jeremy made a really good point last night, which is after the top two picks, and that's Scoot Henderson and Victor Wembanyama, unless something crazy like Brandon Miller goes second, I believe outside of the top two prospects, if you will, this draft is wide open. You look at, 3 through 10. You got Brandon Miller. You've got Amen Thompson. You've got Thompson's twin brother, Azur Thompson. You've got Jairus Walker. You have a guy like a Cam Whitmore. You have Anthony Black, the point guard from Arkansas. You have Taylor Hendricks, the small forward from Central Florida. And then you have a guy that – you know, we talked about a little bit last night, Derek Lively, who is shooting up draft boards, the center from Duke, which I think if the Rockets want to move up, they've got to trade up to go get a guy like Derek Lively. We'll talk about Derek Lively in a minute. But to answer your question again, Ryan, it's not crazy. It's not crazy if they make any of those selections. Personally, I think it's going to be Amen Thompson. If I had to pick a guy for the Rockets to take at number four, I don't pass go. I don't collect $200. I take Jairus Walker. I'm pro who's the most ready right now to contribute at the NBA level. There's a lot of people out there that don't want to do that. They want to take the guy with the highest ceiling. I like highest ceiling type of guys, not at number four for me. If they want to do that with a guy at number 20, or if they want to move up from 20 to 16 or 15 because they identify a guy who may not be NBA ready right now but has an incredibly high ceiling, think about a Jordan Hawkins from the University of Connecticut, who we saw in the national title game. Kid's just a pure shooter. The Rockets identify a guy like that where he does one thing really well, which is shooting the ball. They move up to go get him. I like that type of move. The risk that you run is next year, the Rockets, if they are not one of the four worst teams in the league, they do not have their own pick next year. It goes to, if it's five or lower, it goes to Oklahoma City. Do I think the Rockets are going to be a bottom four team in the league next year? God, I hope not. Let's put that out there right now, that if they're one of the four worst teams in the league next year, I mean, that's going to be 4 years in a row, and you're probably looking for a new general manager, and you're going to have to make a lot of decisions about this roster that, quite frankly, should be addressed if they're a bottom four team. And that's what I was saying last night to Jeremy after re-listening to the show last night. What I meant by this is essentially going to be the same team. The way I look at it is when I say that, I'm talking about the nucleus of this team is going to be Jabari, Tari, Jalen Green, Alperen Sengun. Those four guys are going to be your prime. Love to my dude David up in Michigan. We're being listened to in Michigan, South Carolina. What a crowd tonight. That's what I'm talking about, is those four core guys and whoever they take at number four, which is probably going to be Amen Thompson. Amen Thompson's not going to give you better numbers than what KPJ gave you last year. They're going to be different type of numbers, and he's going to play a much more he's going to play a better version of the point guard. But the numbers that KPJ put up last year, I think he averaged 17 points a game and 6 assists. You hope that Amen Thompson's going to give you that. But my point being that there's a lot of talk about the Houston Rockets and what they're going to do in free agency, which free agency starts after the draft. We've talked about this before. I will say it again. Rafael Stone is lying when he says their draft style, or how do I want to say this? Their plan for the draft, they've got to have one eye out on free agency, because if it doesn't make sense to not do that. Like, just saying that, that's just word vomit by him, and it just doesn't make sense to me. And my buddy Greg, you know, he brings up a good point. At this point, who's the most likely free agent the Rockets will land? Most likely free agent that they will land, in my opinion, is going to be Dylan Brooks from Memphis. For anybody who doesn't remember, Dylan Brooks is the guy ran his mouth a little bit too much in Memphis. They don't want him back in Memphis, but he's one of the, I would say, 10 best perimeter defenders in the league. And do I like Dylan Brooks? I do. I think Dylan Brooks is ready for a change of scenery. I think he's going to get that in Houston or wherever he goes. Now, the money, I like him a lot at $10 to $12 million a year. I think it's going to take more than that to get him. I think it's going to take probably $16 to $18 million, probably on a four-year type of deal. I'm a big fan of Dylan Brooks with a new head coach. And this is the reason why you go get a guy like an Ime Udoka. Ime Udoka, he only has 1 year as a head coach, but you saw how much he got out of that Boston team. It took him all the way to the NBA Finals. And this is the thing. And Alex says, wouldn't Brooks be a problem in the locker room? It depends. You know, how good of a leader is Ime Udoka? How good of a leader is John Lucas? Who John Lucas has been in the league forever. People love John Lucas. They give him so much credit for player development. see what he did with Kevin Porter Jr. That's the reason why you hire these guys. That's the reason why if you're the Rockets, you don't hire some schlub like a Steven Silas. You go get a guy like Ime Udoka because he can control the narrative of that locker room. You also find out how good of a leader Jabari Smith is. You find out how good of a leader Alperen Şengün is. You know, Dylan Brooks coming in. Greg's question is a very good question because there's rumors today flying out of Philadelphia that not only do they feel like James Harden is coming back, he's going to come back on yet another team-friendly type of deal. And that's the risk that not only the Rockets, but any team that is going to look to build through free agency, the risk that you run is some other team makes a better offer, maybe not financially, but situationally, than what the Rockets could offer. Rockets have $59.1 million in salary cap space. They're going to be able to pay whoever. If they want to go make Austin Reeves out of L.A., a monster contract offer, 4 years, $100 million. Would the Lakers match that? Probably. I also think the problem with a guy like Austin Reeves out of the Lakers, he's a very good player with the Lakers. He's also playing with the likes of a D'Angelo Russell and Anthony Davis and LeBron James. So I think if he were to come to, let's say, the Rockets, I think his game takes a step back. He's a good shooter. I don't think he's a great shooter. I think you look at what's going on with a team like Miami, you know, not just because both of these guys are both, you know, white. Look at what the Miami Heat did with Duncan Robinson. They paid Duncan Robinson a lot of money. He's been a nice player for them. He hasn't been a great player. He's not worth that $90 million contract that the Heat gave to him. So I would be cautious when approaching a guy like an Austin Reeves. If you're asking me would I rather have an Austin Reeves or a Austin Reeves or Dylan Brooks, I'm taking Dylan Brooks because Dylan Brooks' numbers, especially on the defensive end, he's one of the best perimeter defenders in the league. That's going to translate anywhere he goes, especially with a defensive mind like an Ime Udoka. So, love those questions there. Let's get to, let's get to the number 20 pick. If the Rockets were to stay at number 20 in the draft, the Yahoo Sports mock draft has us taking Olivier Maxence Prosper, 6'8", forward, 230 pounds out of Marquette. What they say about him, Prosper worked out for, at least 16 teams leading up to the NBA draft and was one of the biggest risers after the combine. He possesses everything NBA teams are looking for in a young, versatile wing, utilizing 7'1 wingspan productively, playing well off the ball. He's proficient off the switch defensively, and even though he was the fourth option at Marquette, Prosper shot the ball at the combine well and looked comfortable in the pick and pop. So I've seen Prosper being mocked to the Rockets multiple times, multiple different drafts. I would like this pick a lot. Another guy to watch out for in this specific mock draft, right after the Rockets were to draft at 20, is Jet Howard. People who don't know who Jet Howard is, he's the son of former Rocket Juwan Howard. Love Jet Howard, 6'8", 215 pounds. One of the best three-point shooters in the draft. And, it says it itself, you know, 6'8", can shoot the ball. Big fan of that. Big fan of that. So those are two names if I'm the Rockets. If I'm staying at 20 and both Prosper and Jet Howard are both on the board, that's a board that bodes really, really well for the Rockets. A guy that we've talked about a little bit, but I want to make sure I bring him up again. He's mock number 10 to the Dallas Mavericks, and that's Derek Lively II, 7'2", 215 pounds. Lively was one of the biggest draft risers after showcasing his improved motor and three-point shot during his pro day. The Mavericks, if they end up keeping the pick, can use his rim protection with 7'7 wingspan, which is ridiculous. He only averaged 5 points and 5.5 rebounds, but he only played 20 minutes a game at Duke. Derek Lively is the perfect guy for this team. Perfect guy. I mean, the perfect guy for this team. And great question from Ryan here. So those are the two guys, Prosper and Amen Thompson, Yahoo Sports mock draft. If I had to grade that draft haul by the Rockets, I got to tell you guys, I've been off, and anybody who's listened to the show over the past couple of weeks, I've been very vocal in my, I wouldn't like Amen Thompson at four. I got to tell you, after what Jackson Gatlin tweeted about him being one of the best athletes that he's, you know, that the according to a source, one of the best athletes they've ever seen, I'm warming up to the pick. I just hope you guys understand my, the reason for the frustration is I just want to win. Like, that's it. That's all I care about. I'm not going to be podcast host that reminisces back to the good old days, back to 2017, when they were a hamstring away from winning a title. I mean, you think about that. From 17 to 23, in 6 years, the Rockets went from Harden, Capella, Chris Paul, a hamstring away against the greatest collection of talent in NBA history in the Golden State Warriors. The Rockets were right there. And less than 5 years later, they're the worst, record-wise, the worst team in the league. I look at this thing, and it's fixable. Like, this is fixable. They've got to make the right choices, and that's why it needs to come under what I will call extreme criticism. They've got to look at this objectively and say, just because we need a point guard, are we going to reach for a guy who can't shoot at number four? And I'm passionate about, like, I love this team. I want this team to get back to relevancy again. That's all I want. And you know what? If Amen Thompson comes in, if I had to grade the Prosper and Amen Thompson on draft night, I'd give it a B minus is probably how I would feel. I want to see, you know, how they fit together with the rest of the roster. You know, and Ryan asked, do you not like VanVleet at point guard? That sounds realistic. Look, I love Fred VanVleet. And I've seen, you know, I've seen on Twitter is like a microcosm of how everybody else is feeling around us. Like Fred VanVleet, people have said, why would you bring him in when you're not going to compete? You know, you're not going to compete for a title. Why would you want to bring him in? And I just want to double check. Yeah, he's 29 years old. So you're going to bring in a 30-year-old to play point guard. Okay, well, he's 30 years old. You sign him to a 4 or 5 year deal. This is the last big deal that he's going to have. People forget Fred VanVleet is not this kid, you know, who's been a top 10 type of prospect his whole life. You know, he went undrafted coming out of Wichita State. I've been watching Fred VanVleet play basketball since he was at Wichita State. The dude is nothing but tough. Like, he's the prototypical point guard that will help get this team organized on a nightly basis. That's what Kevin Porter Jr. doesn't do. I love Kevin Porter Jr. I want him to be a Rocket. I want him to serve in that sixth man role, but he's not a starting caliber point guard. He's just not. He's not even a point guard. He's a shooting guard. That's one of the things that you look at with what this roster has been molded into over the last 3 years. It's blasphemous, you know, to think they tried to pigeonhole a guy like KPJ into the point guard spot. It's not fair to him. He did his best. He averaged 17 and 6. I think it's 17 and 7, somewhere between 6 and 8 assists a night. He did his best. He's not a point guard. So, Ryan, to answer your question, I would love Fred VanVleet on this team. And you got to ask yourself, right, what if the Rockets came out of free agency in the draft? Let's keep this simple. Let's say you drafted Cam Whitmore at number four. Let's just say you took Cam Whitmore, the forward out of Villanova at number four. You use your assets to move from 20 to get to a position to draft Derek Lively out of Duke. So there's your center that you're looking for. And you sign Fred VanVleet in free agency to a big-time contract because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take $30 million a year plus. Rockets have $59 million. So not only would you be able to get him, you're probably going to be able to get another piece. So if you were to come out of both of these free agency and the draft, Derek Lively, Cam Whitmore, and Fred VanVleet, you've upgraded not one, not two, but three positions of need on this team. Now you're talking, you know, and if it's not going to be the Rockets, Fred VanVleet's looking for a payday. If he wasn't looking for a payday, he would have stayed in Toronto, you know, but Toronto's not willing to go to that max level for him. That's why he's going to be out there looking. Alex says, sign Fred VanVleet and trade KPJ for Siakam. It's probably going to take more than that. I don't know if I love that. I got to be honest. I like Siakam. I don't love Siakam because I think, would you rather have Siakam or would you rather have a guy like Cam Whitmore? Cam Whitmore is 19 years old, and the sky is the limit for this kid. Siakam's pretty good. He's a very good player. For me, age-wise, he's 10 years younger than Siakam. So I would like Cam Whitmore in that spot versus Siakam. It depends what else they would have to give up. Like, if they had to give up KPJ and the fourth pick, I don't know if I'm doing that. Rumors of a Chris Paul reunion, I don't see it. I mean, if you're Chris Paul, why would you come here when you can just go play for the Lakers and go ring hunt? That's what he's going to do. He's going to go ring hunt somewhere. Whether it's there, I got to tell you, if I'm Chris Paul, I'm looking at Miami. Miami feels like an optimal place, especially the fact that they need a point guard. They're already being linked to Damian Lillard as well. So if I'm Chris Paul, better options out there than the Houston Rockets. Greg says, no thanks to CP3 again. Totally agree. Ryan says, Austin White, Mamba Reeves, pass. I'm not all in on that. So Yahoo Sports with some good things. And that's where it's trending. Right now, as we get closer to the NBA draft on Thursday night, trending very, very closely to Amen Thompson at 4. If they were to choose at number 20, some names to look out for, Jet Howard, Prosper, who we talked about tonight, would be totally okay with either one of those guys. Derek Lively is a trade-up candidate. If I'm the Rockets, he's not going to last until 20. A guy who's 7-1, didn't get a lot of run at Duke, but has shown the ability to defend the rim. He's not going to be around very long in the draft. So if I'm the Rockets, that could be a perfect spot for number 20, perhaps a KJ Martin, a Jayshon Tate. Use those picks, move up, identify the guy that you're looking for, and go get it done. With that, it looks like we're going to have to reschedule with Zach. No problem. Things happen. No problem. Missed my boy Jeremy Brenner tonight. We'll be back live with you guys same time tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, last show before the NBA draft. Make sure to join us live shows at Urban South. We are going to go live at 7 o'clock Central Time, right when the draft starts. We will be live, at least I will, the entirety of the draft. You will not miss a pick if you choose to hang out with us, Twitter, Facebook. We're going to discuss every single pick. Special guest, I've got T-shirts, I've got stickers to give away with the new logo on it. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me tonight. So much fun, as always, to talk Houston Rockets. If you're on Twitter, make sure to follow the Kiss of Death podcast. You can find us at Rockets FFSN. You can follow me on Twitter at MikeBrown_2020. Follow my co-pilot, Jeremy Brenner, at Jeremy Brenner. Show will be up here shortly. I think I covered everything for tonight. Great show. Lots of great content. We appreciate the team over at Fans First Sports Network. We appreciate Urban South for hosting us on Thursday. We'll talk with you guys on Thursday night. And until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets.